Carmel Anderson sits in a dimly lit room in front of a translucent dress that's suspended from the ceiling.
I just picture this beautiful, innocent child. I have it on a beautiful cloth hanger, and it's like a party dress with these embroidered pink flowers and a pink ribbon around her waist.
The dress slowly turns on its own.
And as it comes around, you notice that there's a target on the back, a red target. And that's why I called it marked.
A white-haired woman with red cat-eyed glasses, Anderson is down to earth with an easy smile.
I've heard several stories here in Bethel where they just were the child that was picked on. And I looked at one woman through her tears. I said, it was like, you were marked.
Her art is haunting. A bone-white, headless mannequin stands in the center of the room in a lilac skirt, its arms bound by an ace bandage. A shadowy painting of a woman wearing a mask hangs in a corner. Anderson's exhibition, Exploring Abuse and Domestic Violence, is touring the state. She's on a mission to empower survivors and raise awareness.
Hopefully, TWC will see some more money coming in when people start understanding this topic and how we need to really address it.
Anderson started painting women in her 40s. As she painted, she became preoccupied with the unspoken things that made so many unhappy. She didn't expect to focus on domestic violence, but the more questions she asked, the more she understood it. While Anderson was never abused herself, several women in her life are survivors.
A woman I talked to in her 80s was date raped in her teens, and she's never forgotten that.
Anderson knows that domestic violence can be hard to talk about. Families try to keep the abuse a secret.
There's, I think, a lot of shame, a lot of embarrassment.
Neighbors often look the other way.
We don't want to talk about evil. We don't want to see evil. We want to pretend it's not there. And when we do that, the person we're helping is a perpetrator.
Communities struggle with how to deal with the problem, particularly in rural areas.
An advocate from another small community said, you know, I see them in the grocery store. I see them sitting in positions of leadership. She said, I just stay home.
This violence that women and some men endure can be unspeakable. And Anderson hopes that her visual art conveys how survivors feel when words fail them. The last piece in Anderson's exhibit, the Hope Quilt, is cobbled together by her audience. It's a patchwork of white and tan canvas squares that run across an entire wall. And on each of these squares, an anonymous person has written a message.
There's one from a small child in a very childlike writing saying, "Don't be around other people who hurt your children." One of the first squares I got from a man was, "I love you, Mom. I'm sorry I was not big enough to defend you. I am now, but you've long gone."
For Anderson, the Hope Quilt is proof that people are willing to speak out against abuse. That's the first step, she says, to fighting it. And here in Bethel, she's been impressed by the community's willingness to talk about domestic violence and try to stop it.
Seeing the future of this community, I see, is very hopeful because I see the wisdom of tackling these hard topics. To live their best stories, they have to heal their wounds. And that's why I've been so impressed with Bethel, is that they're talking about it so we can have healing happen.
You can see Anderson's exhibit for free today at Bethel's Cultural Center from noon to 7 p.m. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.